The Gemara Masechet Gittin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us the Darash Rav Barav Huna Kishem Shemakadosh Chatzi Isha Nimakadoshes, that if somebody attempts to make Kedushin on a half a woman, the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. Ka Chatz Yeshivcha V'Chatz Yebachorin, in a situation where you have a woman who's a Chatz Yeshivcha V'Chatz Yebachorin Shenaskacha, that somebody was Mekadosh her, and Mekadoshes, she's not Mekadoshes. Amler of Chizda, so Rav Chizda asks me, dummy, Hasa Shair B'Kanan Yana. If somebody wanted to marry a woman and he only married part of her, so he hasn't completed the Maisa Kedushin. And therefore, I could understand why the Kedushin is not valid. Aval Hacha, in the case where he was Mekadosh Achatz Yeshivcha and Achatz Yebas Chayrin, where he was Mekadosh everything he possibly could be Mekadosh, so how can we compare the two situations? So says the Gemara, so Rav Huna brought it, Meturgman, and he said, I want you to please make the following announcement. The Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the stumbling block is under your hand, referring to the Torah. And the question is, how is the Torah called a machshela? How could the Torah be called something on which we stumble? The teachers, ein adam oimer al divrei Torah, a person cannot really understand divrei Torah, elm kein nechshel behen, unless he makes a mistake. And that's the way we learn. We learn Torah by making mistakes. The Yavetz says that sometimes it's specifically the people that make mistakes that end up being the biggest Talmid Chachamim. Because he says, by making mistakes, it causes them to re-examine and relearn everything that they learn, and that causes them to ultimately really understand the Torah the best. The Prima Gadim, in his Agdama, Torah Chaim, says that sometimes it's the people who aren't the biggest Talmid Chachamim, and when they write Sforim, you find in them the biggest and most Choshev Divrei Torah, and explains why. He says the people who are very smart and big, they don't write what everybody else would. They only write what they think is a big chiddush, something that nobody else knows. But there's really much Torah, which is incredible Torah, but it's the people who don't think that everything that they, the people who are saying things that aren't necessarily brilliant, but those words aren't truly brilliant, and that's from whom we learn. The Chavastas has a different approach to this Gemara. His approach to this Gemara is that this Gemara is actually teaching us the way we're supposed to learn. That we're supposed to learn with a chavrusa. When you learn with a chavrusa, so if you say something, he questions you. He says something, you question him. And our Gemara is teaching us, Ein adam oimed adivrei Torah, elam kein by asking questions and saying maybe and re-examining constantly what I said and what I learned, that's how I really come to Madrega in learning. The Likutei Maran has a whole different approach. His approach is that in life you have to sometimes have a Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah. Sometimes you go up, but the purpose of going down is ultimately to help you spring up. And that's the same thing in learning. Sometimes you don't understand a Gemara, but that spurs you to learn further. And that's why I saw that there are many Rabbonim who felt that they have to write a Madura Basra, they have to write a second edition to their Svarim. Because recognizing that maybe the first time they didn't say it as well as they could have said it. They should have, they were too short where they should have been sent along. They said it in too many words what they could have said in fewer words. They maybe didn't explain every concept as well as they should have. That's why they wrote a Madura Basra to this farm. And I was actually thinking that's most appropriate that we find this Gemara is connected to the Mishnah that we learned starting Daf Mem Aleph from the Beis, the famous Machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, on somebody who's a Chetzi Evan and Chetzi Ben Chayrim, that originally Beis Hillel's opinion was they should, he should work for his owner, the owner that's still an owner, he should work for him for one day, and he should work for himself the other day. And Beis Shammai says, Tekantes at as rabbi, Ves Atzmoy Loi Tekantem, you have given him, you've given the owner a great option. But if Ves Atzmoy Loi Tekantem, but he, the Eved, the Chatzi Eved, Lisa, Bas Chayrin Yevsha, Lisa, Shivchi Yevsha, he can't marry a regular Jewish girl, he can't marry Shivchi Kananis. And the Mishnah says, V'chazur Beis Hillel Hodes Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai. I think what the Gemara is teaching us, what that Mishnah is teaching us, is exactly what this Gemara is teaching us. That sometimes a person has to recognize that he made a mistake and that he should correct his mistake. And by correcting his mistake, he will actually come to the Emes. The Yisach Moshe approach to this Gemara is that sometimes emes is not found immediately. Or if he would right away get to the emes, if Torah was understood so quickly and so easily, we know that as we learn a sugya, as we learn a piece of Gemara, as a piece of Torah, there's so much more that becomes revealed to us. But if it would come so easy, all of those other chidushim and divrei Torah wouldn't come along. Only because we have to work and ask questions and even make mistakes, are we not only zoichet to understand the Gemara better, but actually we're able to learn more than had we just learned it so easily. The Bnei Yisachar has a very interesting perspective to this Gemara. The Halacha by Neiros Chanukah, a sugya in Masechta Shabbos, is Kofsa Ein Zakeklo. If somebody lit the Chanukah candles and he put in enough oil that they should light the amount of time that they're supposed to light, a half an hour, and then they got extinguished before the time, the Halacha is Kofsa Ein Zakeklo. You need not relight those candles. And the question that the Bnei Yisachar obviously asks is why? Why shouldn't you relight those candles? So he says that we know that kiner mitzvah v'tayra or, that the Torah is compared to a ner. He says, in every other type of study, if you don't ultimately understand what you've learned, if you don't ultimately pass the test on the subject matter that you've learned, your entire learning will have been for naught, and you really have just wasted your time. Torah is very different. Torah, even if you don't necessarily understand the Torah you learned, just the sitting and learning in itself is the biggest mitzvah that a person could do. Even if you learned wrong pshat in the Gemara. And that's really what our Gemara says, the Bnei Yisachar. Ein adam oimer al divrei dvar halacha, al divrei Torah elm kein nichshaba. That's what the lesson of Kofsa in Zakeklo is. Kofsa, you lit the candle, but the candle went out. You learned Torah, and you don't understand the Gemara. But still you were yoitz of the mitzvah. And we don't want you to think that if it's not lit, You haven't done the mitzvah. So he tell you, ain't zakuk lo. Don't relight the candle. Then the Sivas, in his Hagdama to a Sefer, writes, he says, I ask of you, Talmid Chachamim, learn. Learn my Torah as if it was written by a Talmud. And if you think there's a mistake, you don't know still kaf schus. Think maybe I had a pshat. And he says, even if I made a mistake, be melamed schus on me. Sometimes I learned and I wasn't really feeling well. And even if I made a mistake, making mistakes is not so terrible. He says, learning Torah, especially as we get into the depths of Torah, says the Nesivus, is like a person who dives into the depths of the sea. So as you dive into the depths of the sea, it becomes much more difficult, obviously, to see around your surroundings. And there's a lot of junk down there. But sometimes down there, you'll also be able to pick up an incredible pearl, an incredible jewel. That's what happens. In the course of going into the depths of Torah, you will be able, amidst Hashem, to pull out jewels. But sometimes you don't see so well down there, and that's why you sometimes make a mistake. The Kli Yoker says, the Pasuk says in Kehelis, Af Chachmosa Omdali. And Chazal learned, Torah Shalomadati, but Af Torah that I learned when I was upset, Niskaimabi, is the Torah that had a Kiyam, is the Torah that I remembered. A very difficult Gemara. A person should get angry. And dafka, that Torah, is the Torah that he was successful with. So he says, the Gemara says, Kala koyes meshakech tomudai. If somebody, chas v'shalom, gets angry, he forgets his learning. And our Gemara, he says, is teaching us, Ein adam oymen al dvar alocha, elm kein nechshabol. So specifically because you got angry. And you think, and today you think your learning wasn't the way it should be. That is the learning which ultimately will be the most successful learning. The Medrash and Parashas Nosei on the Pasuk in the Birkas Kahanim that we say, V'yosem l'chasholem, says, Godol hasholem shenitin l'oyevei Torah. Shenemar, Sholem Rav Loyahave Sarasayach Vein Lama Machshol. Godl Hasholem Shenitin Loim De Torah. Those who learn Torah have Sholem Shenem Vachom Benayach Lamude Hashem V'Rav Sholem Benayach. But if we look in this Medrash, the Medrash speaks about two different people. The Medrash speaks about Oyevei Torah, and the Medrash speaks about Lomdei Torah. And if you look at the Medrash even more carefully, you'll see that the Medrash is saying that Oyevei Torah Ein Lomai Michshol, will not make mistakes. The Gemara doesn't say, the Medrash doesn't say that regarding the Lomdei Torah. What's pshat? So he says, the Mefarshim explained that there are two types of people who learn Torah. The people that learn Torah because they truly enjoy learning Torah. That's what came Chayenu Varuch Yameinu. And there are others that learn Torah. It's part of the culture. It's part of the society in which we live. He says those who learn Torah because of their great love to the Torah, says the Medrash, Ein Lama Mechshol, that even if they're going to make mistakes, those mistakes will all be overcome. The Loimdei Torah, those who learn Torah because they have it from their forefathers, they won't have the schus to make mistakes. Making a mistake, as we're learning in our shir, is actually sometimes a schus. Because by making a mistake, you ultimately become stronger and better. Oyevei Torah. The Oyevei Torah are the ones who are zoicha to ultimately have that special bracha. And in fact, the Chofetz Chaim says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Pyre Kuf Yotes, Shalom Rav La Ha'avei Tairasecha Ve'en Lame Mechshol. So he says that there's a special bracha that these people who are the Oyevei Torah Ein Lama Mechshol need not be worried about the mistakes that they will make as they learn, because ultimately, as we've been explaining, those mistakes actually make us stronger and better, make us stronger and better Talmidei Chachamim. I saw a vart from Yaakov Meir Schechter. He says, this lesson of how we grow in learning by making mistakes and then learning from our mistakes is the first lesson that we learn as we begin learning Shas. The Mishnah Masechet Brachos begins, Me'ein Masai Karen Es Shema Ba'arvis. When we come to learn the first words of Shas, we recognize that there's Arvis, there's times that it's dark, there's times that we don't necessarily understand what we're learning. But afterwards comes the Krishma Shel Shachris. Afterwards comes the morning. Afterwards comes the sunshine. Sometimes it's Arvis, sometimes it's hard to understand. But that is what brings the ultimately the Shachris that will grow and become Talmidei Chachamim.